Welcome to the Ravencaster podcast. Ravencaster is the name of a mini boat launched off the Grand Banks of Newfoundland in November 2018. It landed in Achill Island, Ireland in February of 2019. This podcast is all about our efforts to relaunch the Ravencaster in Ireland in 2023.
All right, welcome back to the Ravencaster podcast, spelled with a K. I'm here with Thomas Shepherd and Caitlin Grandy. I am Stephanie Evans, and we're here to update you on our relaunch project.
It's been a while since we've done the podcast, so why don't we start with you two explaining what you've been up to since the fall. Caitlin?
Well, I guess I've been at school at MUN doing my first year there. And that's pretty much everything I've been doing because that takes up a lot of time. But
you're doing a bachelor of science, right?
I am doing a bachelor of science. And I'm planning to do a major in behavioral neuroscience.
Oh, interesting. And Stephanie, what have you been up to?
Around the same thing. I actually have decided that I'd like to take a career path in earth sciences. In my ocean sciences class, a lot of the stuff that was in that was very interesting, especially with like rock formation and geology as of sorts. So that's also the plan, Bachelor of Science.
Nice. So I've been working on a project and doing a lot of coordination, setting up events and that kind of stuff, and you know, trying to get our project off the go and our itinerary for Ireland and some fundraising stuff. So we're going to update everybody on that. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to update you on the project itself. So we have good news. We were able to purchase the mini boat cargo upgrade kit from Educational Passages, which just basically means that our boat will be guaranteed to sail again.
Woohoo.
Which is great news. With the fundraising, what we've done is we've been able to raise enough to purchase that cargo upgrade kit. We have not been able to raise enough funds to purchase the sensors, which is the air temperature, water temperature, and orientation sensor and camera. We haven't been able to raise the funds for that. So that's something that we will consider adding to the boat later. But right now, our fundraising priorities is the travel expenses for Stephanie and Caitlin. Well, we've been getting some donations, and I believe Steph, you and Caitlin have a GoFundMe page set up.
We do indeed.
And our Ravencaster email, ravencaster@gmail.com, is actually set up to take donations via e-transfer. There's lots of ways that people can donate to the project to help you two in Ireland going over in August to relaunch the mini boat.
All right. So the plan for us to go to Ireland, we go on August 22nd, it's Tuesday, and we end up home on September 3rd. So the three places we plan on going are Dublin, Galway, and Achill Island. Caitlin, do you want to talk about what we're doing?
So we have a few main events that we want to do in three of those places. In Dublin, first of all, we want to go to X-Ocean. They're going to provide us with a tour of their facilities, which is in Rathcore, which is just outside of Dublin. So that will be our event that we do in Dublin or near there. We also have another event in Galway that we are planning to attend, which is on Sunday night, August 27th. And this is at the Galway Atlantiquaria, thanks to Noreen Burke. And it's going to be an event that I think Mr. Shepherd can probably touch on a bit more.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully have the students from Achill Island come down and join us on that Sunday night. And it's about, like, I would describe it as right now, it's like a meet and greet where it's in the initial planning stages. But the hope is that when the aquarium closes, it's at 6 o'clock, I think, that day, we will have a little meet and greet kind of thing with people from the ocean sciences industry in Ireland and people interested with the project and some of the people that have helped us. And we're hoping to get the boat to Galway on display at the Atlantiquaria so that people can see it and take pictures and all that lovely stuff and ask us questions about the project.
Indeed.
Yeah. So our last little thing that we wanted to touch on was our visit to the Ackle Experience and Dukanella Beach, where the boat was found and landed, as well as an Ackle Island. We want to visit the school, of course, so we can visit the students that are working on the boat there.
Anybody want to give a shot as to the pronunciation of the school?
No.
Absolutely not.
I'll give it a shot. I'm going to apologize up front. It's in Gaelic, so I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. I'm going to say Coles Pabla Akla.
Pabla.
I'm thinking.
It's Po Bale, probably.
In English, yes.
La. Where's the L? There's no L. You just put a letter in there.
So we need to put on our to-do list, we need to put lessons in Gaelic.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. Okay, so Ackle Island is going to be exciting because we're going to visit the Dukanella Beach, as Caitlin said. It's where our boat landed in February of 2019. And we're really looking forward to meeting people that were involved in the project when it first landed in Ackle Island, and some people there, like the fisher, hopefully, to meet the fishermen, Darren and Kilbane, who found the boat, maybe Paul Malloy, who was also involved in rescuing the mini boat from the beach, and people at Ackle Experience, and hopefully the people of Ackle Island. It'd be really nice to meet a lot of people.
Yes, it would. All right. Well, more close to home, we have our own Ravencaster team in Conception Bay South. Students from Frank Roberts Junior High and Queen Elizabeth Regional High have been learning about our project and the ocean sciences field. Some updates about that. They've decorated our sail for the boat since ours is a bit rough.
I say.
Yeah.
Non-existent.
It went across the Atlantic, so it's in pretty rough shape, so we had to get a new sail.
Oh, yeah. It was like, what was it, two storms?
Oh, yes.
That poor boat.
Like, it endured a lot.
Yeah.
What we did was we bought that sail off of Educational Passages. Cassie was kind enough to ship it up to us in Conception Bay South. And when we were at the school, the students from Queen Elizabeth Regional High and Frank Roberts Junior High, where we meet every Tuesday after school, they were really excited to decorate this sail. It's been shipped to the school in Ireland, and they're going to decorate the other side of the sail, and that's going to be on the boat that when it's relaunched.
That's actually pretty cool.
They're really cool.
Yeah. As well, our little team of people that are currently still in school, they will be recording their own podcast episode. So stay tuned for that. I think it'll be pretty sweet.
Yes, we're hoping to do that at the Conception Bay South Library.
Ooh.
And that's actually coming up on Wednesday. We're hoping to meet there at the multipurpose room and do a recording.
Nice.
So it'll probably be done by the time everybody hears this, it's probably going to be done. And we're hoping to have an event in June, maybe to have a live podcast recording or something along those lines, to have an event to kind of say, like, you know, this is, you know, Ravencaster, and, you know, before summer comes, when everybody disperses for their vacations and everything,
yeah,
that we say, you know, we're heading to relaunch the boat in Ireland, which may or may not be ready to be relaunched, but we're going anyway.
Yep. Can't stop us now.
Exactly.
Tickets are purchased.
Yep. So we have actually purchased tickets for the flights, and we're about to book the tour from Royal Irish Tours. So everything seems to be falling into place.
Indeed. Very exciting.
Very.
In other news, we have been invited. What are you laughing about over there?
I just love the way that you handle things. You're very smooth.
That's me. Smooth.
Smoothie.
Yeah, that's me. In other news, we are both attending the Canadian Women in Ocean Industries Leadership Conference from May 9th to 11th, as well as two students from Queen Elizabeth Regional High, Laurel and Felicity, who are part of the Ravencaster Relaunch Project in the schools. And thank you very much to Deep Sense, who sponsored us to go to the conference.
They were very generous. They came actually registered everybody for the conference, and they paid the registration fee. And it's very exciting. We're looking forward, or I should say you both are looking forward, to meeting the people at the conference, and particularly from Deep Sense, and having a picture taken with them.
Yes.
And like, it's going to be a really great experience because you got people from all over the country coming into St. John's at this conference. All right. So we have a few sponsors to thank. And I'm going to apologize up front if we miss somebody, but we want to go down through a list of a lot of the sponsors that have helped us out with fundraising and donating. And there's some of it's been in-kind contributions, some of it's been money, some has been, you know, support and all of the above. And we have a lot of individuals who have donated to the project. And thank you so much. And we also have some organizations and businesses that have. So I'm going to let Caitlin start the list off.
Okay. So we'd like to thank the town of Conception Bay South. Of course, they've done so much for us. Mark Dobbin at Click Capital, Rotary Club of Northeast Avalon, Stephen Marshall at Rabath and Mackay Marshall, Subsea Imaging, Dr. Robert and Sheila Martin, Sean Pinsett at SMP Safety Consulting, Genoa, Weir's Construction, Andrea Goss and Platinum Construction, Cassie Stymus at Educational Passages.
And all of our sponsors have been so important to helping us get the Ravencaster relaunched. And we are so grateful to all of our sponsors. We have been very lucky to be supported by so many great people.
Honestly, it's actually really refreshing, actually, now getting out there, podcasts. We were at the International Women's Day Conference, making all those connections and actually hearing, like, people hearing us out almost. It's like, it's refreshing starting to get a lot of supporters and stuff.
I was in the audience when you did that. We had the Conception Bay South held an event at the Conception Bay South Library for International Women's Day. And the two of you were part of a panel along with some very distinguished women in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really great event. I was very impressed with everybody.
Caitlin said some crazy stuff. Like, there was some, like, quotable. I think one of the things she said was, like, we're the picture that your hard work has painted. Like, holy crap. Like, I got chills.
I was getting the chills listening to the two of you talk about how, I think what it was, it's the question about obstacles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And some of you said, I think Caitlin and you did too, Steph, you said about how the people who came before you have helped you get over some of those obstacles that you faced, and you haven't had to face as many obstacles because of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's really, really touching, I got to say. And it's very important.
Yeah, Caitlin doesn't talk much, but when she does, it's like crazy inspirational.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to say? Okay. Well, I'm just going to say, too, that we're in the process of doing... Crickets. We're in the process. I should never put you in front of the board.
Nope. No.
We are in the process of doing t-shirts, and we're planning to do a team t-shirt, and people who donate a minimum of $250 or more will get, will put their logo on the back of the team t-shirts. Thing with that is there's a limited amount of space, and we soon have to have that printed. So I'm expecting in June to have those shirts printed. So there's going to be a cutoff for June. But if you're interested, please contact us. And for a donation of a minimum of $250, we can put your logo on the back of our shirt, which we will be wearing when we go to Ireland and at events.
Indeed.
Okay. So if that's the last word, do you want to have the last word, Steph?
Both.
Why should this be any different?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. Anyway. Mr. Right. Shepherd, are you done laughing?
I'm done.
Thank you so much for listening. Once again, thank you to all of our sponsors, especially Lake Town and Conception Bay South. You guys, all of you, great. Mwah. Once again, thank you for listening to the Ravencaster podcast. Next episode, again, it will be the younglings in our Ravencaster relaunch project. Thank you again to our sponsors, and I hope you all have a wonderful evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening.
Thank you so much.
Peace.
Out.
Word.
Thank you for listening to the Raven Caster podcast. If you are enjoying this program, please consider subscribing to the podcast in Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, or from wherever you download your podcast. If you would like to support our project, please get in contact with us. Our email address is ravencaster@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.